我请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些圣经。
I'd like to ask brothers and sisters to read some scripture together with me.
请我们打开以弗所书第二章。
Shall we first turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2?
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第十六节
Ephesians 2:16
既在十字架上灭了冤仇便借着十字架使两下归为一体与神和好了
And might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross by it having put to death the enmity
哥林多前书第一章
1 Corinthians chapter
1. 林前第一章
1 Corinthians chapter
1. 第十八节
Verse 18.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙在我们得救的人却为神的大能
For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
第二章
Chapter
2第二节
Verse
2因为我曾定了主意在你们中间不知道别的只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架
For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified
我们再请看启示录第十三章
Next Revelation chapter 13
启示录第十三章
Revelation
13, 第八节
Verse 8.
凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。
Everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who has been slain.
这里呢，他的原文里面有这样的意思
In the original, it has this meaning.
就是在立这个世界根基的时候羔羊就是被杀的
That the lamb was slain at the founding of the world.
然后我们回头看第五章
And we'll turn back to chapter 5.
第六节
Verse 6.
我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立像是被杀过的有七角七眼就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去的
And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain having seven horns and seven eyes which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth
这里讲到那个像是被杀过的
And here it says, as if slain.
应该这样说，像是刚刚被杀过的。
Or in other words, as if just slain.
好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
We will read scripture up to here.
我们上次曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过。
Previously, we have already spoken.
在以弗所书第二章的里面。
In Ephesians chapter 2.
神启示我们
God has revealed to us
神为了要在这个堕落的世界中建造他的教会
that in this fallen world for him to establish his church
神必须要解决两个重要的问题
God must solve two very important problems
也就是我们的主耶稣基督到地上来要解决这两个重要的问题
and so our Lord Jesus came to earth to solve these two problems
第一个呢他要解决神与人之间的问题。
First, he came to solve the problem of the relationship between God and man.
那么第二个，他要解决人与人之间的问题。
And secondly, he came to solve the problem of between man versus man.
如果这两个问题不能被解决
，If these two problems cannot be solved,
神的教会在这个世界中就没有办法被建造起来。
Then the church in this world cannot be established.
我们讲到神与人之间的问题是什么呢
What is the problem between God and man?
乃是一个根基的问题。
And that is a problem of its root.
那么人与人之间的问题是什么呢？
What is the problem between men and men?
乃是一个形式的问题。
And that is a problem of form.
我想这个上一次我们已经做过比较详尽的一个解释。
And so we gave a very detailed explanation of these things.
我在这里就不再重复。
So I won't repeat it again.
我们知道这两个问题都是非常严重的问题。
We know that these are two very serious problems.
这是当初人类堕落的时候，撒旦所种在人里面的两个很不容易解决的问题。
These are two problems that the enemy has planted inside of man that is very difficult to solve.
所以主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
So when the Lord Jesus became flesh and came to earth,
他必须解除这两方面的问题。
He has to solve these two problems.
否则，神的旨意在这个世界中就没有办法能够得到成全。
Otherwise, God's will cannot be accomplished in this time.
所以主所带来的救恩
，So the salvation that the Lord brings,
也可以说是解除了仇敌在人身上所制造的问题。
You can say that it solves the problems that the enemy has created in us.
而我们知道今天呢，这个解决问题的方法是什么呢？
So what is the way of solving these problems?
就是十字架。
That is only through the cross.
所以我们的主到地上来，他必须要钉十字架。
So when the Lord Jesus came to earth, he must be nailed on that cross.
当基督被钉在十字架上的时候，
When Jesus was nailed on the cross,
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个十字架就成了神解决这两面问题的一个方法。
Through this cross, the Lord Jesus solved both of these problems.
也是神所用的路。
And it is the way of Him solving the problems.
我们曾经讲过，
We previously said,
这个方法，
This way,
不仅是神的方法，
is not only God's way,
也是神唯一的方法，
but God's only way.
除此之外，神没有用任何其他的方法。
Apart from this, God has no other way.
这个上一次我们曾经和弟兄姊妹们，有过交通。
So we had some sharing on this previously.
但是呢，我深深的感觉啊。
But I have this deep feeling.
今天神的儿女们。
That God's children.
对于神所用的这个方法。
In how we use God's way.
我们缺少认识。
We do not know it very well.
我们更缺少一定的尊重。
And we also dishonor it.
所以难怪今天在地上，在主的教会里面，
so on earth, in God's house,
出现了十字架之外的许许多多的方法。
There are many, many other methods and ways apart from the cross.
但是我们要从主的话的启示里面来强调说，
But we need to emphasize in the revelation of God's word.
要叫教会得到建立。
For the church to be established.
离开了十字架，
apart from the cross.
没有任何的方法能够使教会得到建立。
There is no other way for the church to be built
up. 所以作为神的儿女，
so to be a child of God,
我们必须懂得神的方法。
We must know God's way.
要学会怎样运用神的方法。
Know how to use God's way.
所以今天早晨，
so this morning,
我们在这里要就着这个十字架，我们要和弟兄姊妹做一点进一步的交通。
We like to have more fellowship upon the cross.
当我们仔细地读神的话语的时候，
When we look and read God's word very carefully,
我们能够感觉到十字架乃是一个神圣的意念。
We see that this is God's idea.
意思说这个意念是完全从神出来的。
In other words, this idea came entirely out of God's
thought. 不是任何的人或天使的建议。
No man's opinion or angel's ideas.
这是神他自己的思想中所定规的一件事情。
This is God's idea that he had predestined.
并且呢，这也是在神那个永远的计划里面的一个重要的作为。
And also his work in his eternal purpose and plan.
当我们读启示录第十三章的时候，
So when we read Revelation chapter 13,
那里告诉我们说，
It tells us,
羔羊不是两千年前在加略山上被杀的。
The lamb was not just slain 2,000 years ago on Calvary.
他告诉我们，当神立这个世界根基的时候，
It tells us that while God was establishing the foundation of this entire creation,
那就是当神在创造时间的时候，
That is when he was creating time.
羔羊在那里已经是被杀的。
The lamb was already slain.
所以我们知道这是一个在神永远的计划里面已经计划出来的一件事。
So in God's eternal purpose, this was something that he had already planned out.
所以基督钉十字架。
So Christ being nailed on the cross.
这不是历史上面的一个偶发事件。
It's not just a random occurrence in history.
虽然我们知道在2000年前罗马人有一个残酷的刑罚。
And so we know that there was a very horrible punishment or death that the Romans did.
把那些犯人钉在十字架上。
For those who had committed crimes, they were to be nailed on the cross. However,
但是在神的智慧里，
but in God's wisdom,
神老早已经知道这些事情要发生了。
God already knew that this was going to happen.
并且神也定规让这件事情要发生。
And he already purposed for this to happen.
要让他的儿子被钉在十字架上。
So that his son will be nailed on that cross.
所以我们知道十字架这个意念是在创世以前已经在神的里面。
So the idea of the cross, even before the foundation of time, was already in God's mind.
神在创造人类的时候，他已经预先知道人类要堕落。
When God created men, he already knew that men would fall.
因此呢，他预备了救赎的方法。
And so he prepared the way of salvation.
弟兄姊妹，这个救赎的方法
This way of salvation,
就是预定他的儿子要被钉在十字架上
is for his son to be nailed on the cross.
所以我们看见在旧约的圣经里面
And so when we look at the Old Testament,
神就把这个神圣的意念摆在以色列人的敬拜生活里
He placed this very holy idea among his children.
那么我们知道从先祖的时代就已经有了
We know that even in the times of the ancestors, it was
already there. 从亚伯开始
starting from Jacob.
亚伯 Abel.
Abel.
那么亚伯那个时候就开始怎么样呢？就开始献羔羊。
What did Abel do? He had already at that time.
然后我们看见一路过来，这许多的先祖们在他们的生活中都在献羔羊。
In many of the ancient ones, they also sacrificed lambs.
一直到了出埃及记
Even unto Exodus.
那么四百多年以后，神把他的百姓要从埃及领出来。
And after 400 some years, after he led his people out of Egypt.
神最后一个大的审判，就是在埃及要除灭长子。
God's greatest judgment upon the Egyptians was to kill the
firstborn. 那么神在以色列百姓中间立下了逾越节。
And so during that time, among the Israelites, he established Passover.
就是神要用羔羊来代替这些长子。
That is, the slain lamb was to take the place of the firstborn son.
等到他们到了西乃山下。
And then at the bottom of Mount Sinai.
会幕建造起来之后。
When the tabernacle was established.
弟兄姊妹，这个献羔羊这件事情。
The sacrificial lamb.
成为他们敬拜侍奉神中间不能缺少的一件事情
was something that in their worship they could not lack.
所以经过了很漫长的年日
So after many years,
我们看见以色列一直在那里献羔羊
We see that the Israelites were always sacrificing a lamb.
为什么以色列人献羔羊
why did they sacrifice a lamb?
因为在神圣的意念中间
Because in God's idea and in his mind,
神要叫他的儿子有一天要被献祭
Because one day his son were to be sacrificed.
所以以色列人呢他们在生活中侍奉中所行这件事情成了一个重大的预表
So in the daily lives of the Israelites this was a very important symbol
啊，也说明了耶稣基督有一天必须要上十字架
It spoke of how the Lord Jesus one day must go on the cross
所以在旧约圣经的里面
And so in the Old Testament
十字架的原则已经被应用
The principle of the cross was already there
羔羊必须流血舍命
The lamb must bleed and give up his life
只有他的血能够遮盖人的罪
Only his blood can cover the sins of men
弟兄姊妹们几千年过去之后
After many thousands of years
到了新约时代开头的时候
At the beginning of the New Testament time
神的儿子道成肉身来到地上
The Son of God came in flesh upon earth
他就亲自到地上来成为被杀的羔羊
He came to be the slain lamb of God
我们都知道这件事情
We know that this thing
是预先被施洗约翰所看见
Was first seen and spoken by the John the Baptist
所以当有一天主耶稣到他那里的时候
So one day when Jesus came to him
主站在那里
And the Lord was standing there
这个施洗约翰的眼睛忽然开了
All of a sudden John the Baptist's eyes were opened
他看见站在他面前的不是光是他的一个亲戚。
He saw that the person standing in front of him was not just a relative.
乃是神的羔羊。
But was the Lamb of God.
旧约四千年的那个羔羊的意义忽然一下之间显在主的身上。
All of a sudden, the meaning of this Lamb of God, the Lamb, after 400 years of history, was in front of him.
因此他忍不住了。
So he could not hold it anymore.
他就大声地起来呼喊。
He cried out.
看哪、啊、神的羔羊
Behold the Lamb of God
除去世人罪孽的
Who came to save the world of its sins
弟兄姊妹们施洗约翰是头一个眼睛被开启看见耶稣基督是神羔羊的
John the Baptist was the first one whose eyes were opened to see that the Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
神从创世以来为的救赎人类的计划所做的那一个重要的计划显在基督的身上。
Before the foundation of time, the Lord had already, God had already established that the Lord Jesus himself would be to, were to be the slain Lamb of God.
当第二天他看见主行走的时候
And so when we see the Lord Jesus walking,
他又再一次的喊着
Again, John the Baptist cried out,
神的羔羊
Behold the Lamb of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
所以我们很清楚的知道
We know clearly,
这个神圣的意念
This thought of God,
神是要他的儿子到地上来为我们成功一个救赎的方法
was to have his son come and prepare salvation, one way of him preparing salvation for us.
而这个方法就是基督钉十字架
And this way is the Lord Jesus crucified.
感谢我们的主
We thank our God.
他到地上来
He came to earth.
成全了父的旨意
And he accomplished the will of the Father.
在十字架上完成了十字架的这个救赎的方法
He finished the way of salvation for us on the cross.
但是叫我们里面很稀奇的
But this tells us in a very amazing way.
许多人也许以为说主耶稣上了十字架
Many people think that after the Lord Jesus went up on the cross,
工作已经做成了
that he finished his work.
那么十字架的那个作为就到此为止 对不对
And then the work of the cross had finished.
不
But no.
当我们读启示录第五章的时候
When we read Revelation chapter 5,
我们晓得那个时候主耶稣已经从死里复活已经升天
We know by that time that the Lord Jesus had already resurrected and ascended into heaven
父神用右手高举他
The Father had already uplifted him at his right hand
立他为主为基督
Allowed him to be Lord and Christ
立他为万王之王万主之主
Established him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords
但是奇妙的是什么呢
But amazingly
当约翰在启示中间看见那位在宝座中的主的时候呢
When John in his revelation saw the Lord sitting upon his throne
他不是看见一个人
He did not see a man
他却看见了一位正在被杀流血的羔羊
He saw a lamb that was just being slain and bleeding
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这就告诉我们一件什么事情呢
This tells us one thing
即使我们进入永世
Even when we enter into eternity,
十字架的原则仍就是被应用的。
The principle of the cross is still being still used.
所以十字架这个神圣的意念，那是从永远到永远。
So God's idea of the cross is from eternity to eternity.
因为这是神的路。
Because this is God's way.
这是神的方法。
This is God's way.
所以因此约翰看见主的时候
，And so when John saw this,
他非常的惊异。
He was greatly surprised.
因为圣经告诉我们的羔羊像是刚刚被杀的。
Because the Bible tells us that the lamb was just slain.
这个坐在宝座中间的羔羊身上带着鲜血。
The lamb that was sitting on the throne had fresh blood on him.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
圣经用这些话很清楚地启示出来。
The Bible uses these words to reveal to us very clearly.
十字架
The cross.
是神永远的计划。
Is God's eternal plan.
是永远的意念。
Eternal idea.
是一个神圣的意念。
It is a very godly thought.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
And so, brothers and sisters.
今天我们必须从神的话语里面能够看见十字架的意义。
We must see the meaning of the cross through God's words.
当然我们知道当我们的主来到地上的时候
We know that when our Lord came to this earth,
他为了遵行神的旨意
In order to accomplish God's will,
他要成就神的奥秘就是基督
He had to bear the mystery of God, which is Christ.
他必须把基督的意义完成
He must accomplish the meaning of Christ.
所以当他最后上十字架的时候
So when he finally went up on the cross,
当他喊说成了的时候
When he cried out, it is finished.
从一面的意义来讲就是 基督的意义被完成了。
First of all, the meaning of Christ was accomplished.
所以使徒彼得起来喊说，神已经立他为主为基督了。
And so when John said that he has already been called the Christ.
但是另一面呢？
On the other hand,
他把神的方法把它完成了。
He had accomplished God's way.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们都知道我们的主来到地上一共有33年半的时间
We know that our Lord Jesus lived on earth for 33 and a half years
主为着成就神的旨意
In order to accomplish the will of the Father
为着能够使十字架成为神的方法
In order for the cross to be God's way
我们的主经过一个痛苦的过程
Our Lord went through a very painful process
重大代价的一个过程
He paid a huge price in this process
33年半的时间
For 33 and a half years on earth
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们从四福音书里面可以看见
We can see from the four gospels
我们的主为我们付上了何等重大的代价
Our Lord paid a very heavy price for us
一方面父的旨意要成就
On one hand, the Father's will must be done
另外一面救赎的路必须要完成
This way of salvation must be done
所以弟兄姊妹们
And so brothers and sisters
主在地上的时候
When the Lord was on earth
这三十三年半
For 33 and a half years
每一步路都受神旨意的约束
Every step of the way was constrained by the will of God
每说一句话都要受神旨意的约束
Every word that he spoke needed to be constrained by God
我们可以说在他生命的里面每一个细节的环节都是扣得非常的紧的
Every single detail of his life was constrained very carefully
是一点的差错都不能出的
He could not deviate in any single matter
他只要出一点点的差错
If he was wrong in any little thing
父的旨意就没办法成就
Then the Father's will could not be done
他只要差一点点差错
If he made just one small mistake
这个救赎的工作就不能完成
Then the way of salvation could not be done
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们就知道当主在肉身中的时候
When the Lord was in his flesh
他承受的这个托付
This burden that he took
是多么重要的一个托付
Was such an important responsibility
是多么沉重的一个托付
It was incredibly heavy
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
每一次当我们回头来读四福音书的时候
Every time we turn back and look at the Gospels
我们里面对于我们的主都应当充满了感谢充满了赞美充满了尊敬
We need to be full of thanksgiving, full of praise, and full of honor towards our Lord.
主成就的不是一点点的小事。
What he did was not a small thing.
那是成就一个非常大的事。
But it was truly a very great thing.
所以你知道到最后在十字架上大声的喊说成了。
So at the end, when he cried out, it is finished.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
主的心是多么的欢喜
His heart, God's heart was so full of joy
父的心也是多么的欢喜
The Father's heart was full of joy
因为终于这个路开了
Because finally, this way had been opened
这个方法完成
This method, this way has been done
所以让我们回头看一看
So as we turn back
33年半的时间
And look at the 33 and a half years
主是经过了什么样的一种苦难
What type of suffering did our Lord go through?
才完成了这个救赎的方法。
For him to accomplish this way of salvation.
他成功了神的道路。
To accomplish God's way.
我们都知道主的一生的记载。
We know that the entire recording of the Lord's life.
每一个步骤。
Every single portion.
弟兄姊妹们都是非常的宝贵，也是付上非常重大的代价。
Every stage was very precious and was full of great sacrifice.
我们知道他舍弃天上的荣耀。
We know that he gave up the glory of the heavens.
降卑来到地上。
Came to earth.
他除了他的神性没有舍弃，什么都为我们舍弃。
He did not withhold his godly form, but he gave up everything.
并且降生在马槽的里面。
And he descended. So that he was born in a manger.
所以多年以后，当保罗写腓立比书的时候
，So many years afterwards, when Apostle Paul wrote the book of Philippians,
他说我们的主降到至卑。
He said that our Lord Jesus condescended himself.
没有人能够比我们的主降得更卑微。
Nobody else could descend or humble himself to such a point.
他不仅降卑在一个木匠的家里面
，Not only did he descend. caused himself to be born in the family of a carpenter.
然后我们看见他30年隐藏在这个家庭里面。
But for 30 years, he hid himself in this family.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
不要以为这是小事情。
Don't feel like this is a small thing.
神的儿子30年呢。
God's son for 30 years.
在肉身中隐藏。
In flesh, he was hidden.
因为我讲的这些点，弟兄姊妹们，都是十字架的意义。
All of these points, brothers and sisters, that I mentioned is the meaning of the cross.
然后他在肉身中间顺服约瑟和玛利亚。
In his flesh, he submitted himself to Mary and Joseph.
三十年以后，
After these 30 years,
那么最后三年半他出来侍奉。
For the last 3.5 years, he came out to serve.
受尽犹太人的羞辱。
And he bore the humiliation of the Jews.
从大祭司
From the high priest,
到法利赛人
to the Pharisees,
撒杜该人
to the Sadducees,
文士律师
to the scribes,
甚至那些差役们
and even the tax collectors,
包括以色列的百姓
and all the Israelites,
到哪里他都受羞辱
no matter where he went, he was humiliated,
没有人尊重
nobody honored him,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
他受尽了所有的羞辱
he bore all the humiliation,
到后来他拣选了十二个门徒
At the end, when he chose his 12 disciples,
我们看见他带着这十二个门徒在一起。
We see that when he led his 12 disciples,
他也常常被这些门徒们顶撞。
Oftentimes, they argued against him.
这些门徒们呢，他们是爱主的。
Yes, these disciples love the Lord.
但是有很多时候，你看见很多事情上面，他们也不尊重。
But in many things, they did not honor or respect him.
他们在主跟前随便说话。
They said whatever they wanted to in front of him.
他们顶撞他。
They rebelled against him.
那么主也忍受他们的顶撞。
And the Lord bore all of the rebellion as well.
不仅忍受顶撞。
Not only so.
主受苦。
But he suffered.
到最后。
At the end.
犹太人把他当作囚犯，把他钉在十字架上。
The Israelites nailed him on the cross as a criminal.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
他从头到脚流血。
He bled from head to toe.
没有一处的皮肤是完整的。
Not one inch of his flesh was complete.
遍体鳞伤。
He was beaten entirely.
脸上带着唾沫。
And on his face he bore our spit.
全身都是伤口。
His whole body was raw.
这个血从他的每一个伤口都出来。
And blood came from every single wound.
那么最后他断气。
And at the end when he ended his last breath.
为着你，为着我，为着神的旨意，舍命。
For you, for me, for God's will, he gave up his life.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这些故事，
this story,
好像我们向来都很熟悉。
It's as if we're very familiar with it.
但是今天你要记得一件事情。
But today you must remember one thing.
十字架的方法，
the way of the cross,
是在一个重大的代价底下所完成的。
Was accomplished under a great price.
神为了救赎你。
For God to save you
救赎我
and to save me,
救赎我们大家
to save all of us,
最后要把我们建造成为基督的身体
at the end for us to be established and built up as His body.
所以主必须付上代价来成功这样一个方法
So He must pay this price for this way to be done.
所以难怪
So no wonder,
当我们在侍奉主的路上
when we serve God,
我们遇见困难的时候
When we meet difficulties,
有的时候主使我们降卑
Yes, sometimes God causes us to be humble
有时候主隐藏我们
He hides us
有时候主让我们学习顺服
God wants us to learn how to obey
有的时候我们受羞辱
Yes, sometimes we are
humiliated 有时候被
人家
顶撞
And we are rebelled against
有时候受苦
And we suffer
也许我们很多人也不至于达到流血舍命
And you may not even realize that you lose your own life
但是在教会历史中很多人流血舍命
But we know in church history there are many martyrs
当他们经过这些经历的时候
As they went through these experiences
弟兄姊妹他们觉得是背着十字架跟从主的时候
When they felt like they were bearing the cross of Christ just
follow him 他们就都从主的安慰
They were all comforted by the
Lord 为什么十字架能安慰他们呢
Why can the cross comfort them
因为主在十字架上曾经走过曾经做过
Because the Lord has already gone that way He has done it before
所以弟兄姊妹们
and so brothers and sisters,
主耶稣基督钉十字架
when the Lord Jesus was crucified,
成功了一个非常伟大的救恩
he accomplished such a great salvation,
把神圣的意念那么把它发挥出来
so that God's idea and thought could be done,
所以神就把这个十字架的路 赐给教会。
And so God has given this way of the cross to the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我要再说，
Again, I want to say,
神的这个方法，
God's way,
是我们的主付上重大的代价，流血舍命，用33年半的时间所完成的一个方法。
Was a way that God, that the Lord Jesus paid with His own life, His own blood for 33.5 years.
所以今天教会在地上。
So the church on earth.
我们要尊重这个方法。
We must honor this way.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们不用神的方法。
If we do not use God's way.
我们就等于对神不够尊重。
It is as if you are not honoring God enough.
你看，主耶稣用这么重大的代价才完成的一个方法。
The Lord paid such a great price for this way.
如果我们把它看得清淡，
If you look at it lightly,
我们看着觉得这个无用，
You look at it as if it's not useful.
我们用其他的方法，
You use other methods.
你想想，我们这是不是对神的一个不尊重呢？
Aren't you dishonoring God?
所以保罗对哥林多弟兄姊妹讲，
And so Paul tells the Corinthians,
他说十字架的道理在外邦人看作是愚拙，
He says that the word of the cross is foolishness to the world,
但对我们基督徒来看是大能，
But to us who are saved, it is the power of God.
但是呢，你知道保罗讲这个话的时候，保罗指责哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
Do you know that when Paul was saying this to the Corinthians, he was rebuking them?
为什么呢？因为他们用世界人的眼光看十字架。
Why? Because they were using the eyes of the world to look at the cross.
他们觉得十字架这是一个笨方法。
They thought the cross was a very dumb method.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们把主耶稣基督用生命和血所完成的方法，你把它看成一个笨方法。
If you look at the way that the Lord Jesus had paid with His life and His blood, as if it were dumb.
你想我们是多么得罪神呢？
How much you sin against God?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我想在我们的生活和侍奉里，我们有这样的一个经验。
In our daily life and in our service, we may have this experience.
有的时候呢，我们用了一个方法。
Sometimes we use a particular method.
如果我们所提出来的方法。
In that method,
没有得着弟兄姊妹的尊重，
we have not gained the honor or respect of brothers and sisters, and brothers and sisters do not use our way.
你会有什么样的感觉？
What type of feeling do you have?
很多时候，也许我们第一个，我们可能很愤怒。
Perhaps first you're angry.
因为我们的尊严被碰到了，对不对？
Because our pride was hurt.
我觉得我这个方法这么好，你还不用啊？
My method is so good, you don't use it.
要不然就是怎么样呢？
Or
很失望。
You feel very discouraged.
哎呀，我用了这些方法，你们也不觉得好。
I thought of this way, and you don't feel like it's any good.
要不然呢？
Or
就是很灰心。
You are disappointed. You regret.
算了，你们不用我的方法，那么就算了。
You think, forget it. You don't use my way, well, forget it.
我也不要服侍。
And then I won't serve.
对不对？弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
所以有很多的时候，
Many times,
你知道当我们要把一些方法拿出来的时候，
When we take out all these different ways,
如果得不着尊重，
If we are not respected and honored,
得不着人在这里的这个称许，
And men do not respond,
你看看我们里面会有什么样的感觉？
What type of feeling do you have?
我们会有这许多情绪在里面。
We have many of these emotions.
你知道圣经中哈，
We know in the Bible,
记载一个故事，
There is a story,
讲到有一个人，
There was a person,
因为人没有用他的方法，
Because men did not use his way,
结果没有想到产生了一个非常可怕的一个结果。
We did not realize, but at the end there was a very terrible outcome.
这个故事呢，记载在撒母耳记下第十五章。
The story is written in 2 Samuel chapter 15.
这个人的名字叫做亚西多佛。
His name is Ahithophel.
他本来是大卫手下的一个谋士。
He was a counselor under King David.
这个人会非常会出主意。
He was very good at giving ideas.
他是一个诡计多端的人。
And he was also one who is evil.
连大卫都很怕他。
Even David was afraid of him.
那么后来大卫的儿子亚撒龙起来背叛的时候，
At the end when Absalom came up and rebelled,
亚西多佛站在亚撒龙的那一边。
Ahithophel stood on the side of Absalom.
大卫一听说亚西多佛在他那边呢，
And as soon as David heard that Ahithophel was standing with Absalom,
大卫就很害怕。
He was afraid.
大卫说，神啊，耶和华神啊，
He said, Oh Lord, I pray,
愿你使亚西多佛的计谋变为这个愚拙。
Make the counsel of Ahithophel foolishness.
你看大卫会这样祷告。
You see that David prayed this way.
那么后来我们知道大卫用了一个反间计。
And at the end, David used a conspiracy.
Double spy.
he backstabbed.
那么这个用了一个反间计。
He used a very different way.
那么大卫就送了那个户塞到亚撒龙那里去。
He sent Hushai to
Absalom. 结果呢，户塞呢到那就出了另外一个主意。
And so Hushai gave a different piece of advice.
你知道吧？亚西多佛那个时候给亚撒龙出的主意是最厉害的。
You know that at that time, Ahithophel's counsel was a very terrible one.
如果亚撒龙用了亚西多佛的主意的话，那天大卫就整个被铲除了。
If Absalom listened to Ahithophel's counsel, David would be killed.
亚撒龙就可以做王。
And then Absalom could be king.
但是呢，亚撒龙没有听亚西多佛的主意。
But Absalom did not listen to the counsel of Ahithophel. He listened to Hushai.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
亚西多佛受伤,
Ahithophel was hurt.
所以他就辞官不干,
so he gave up.
他就回到他的家乡,
he went back to his hometown.
然后怎样呢?
What did
他就上吊自杀了,
he hung himself and committed suicide.
哇,你看亚撒龙只不过没有用他的计谋。
Absalom did not listen to the advice of Ahithophel.
所以你知道，有很多的时候啊。
And so many times.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们人有一个主张、一个方法出来，不被人采纳的时候。
If you have a method, an idea, and other people do not listen to you.
这个对我们来讲，这是一个好像受不了的一件事情、啊。
It's something that is very difficult to bear.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
我们要知道十字架。
The cross.
是我们的主用33年的半的时间，然后用了无比重大的代价流血舍命所完成的方法。
The Lord Jesus used the cross as the way, and He paid for it with His life, His blood for 33.5 years.
如果神给我们的这个方法
，If in this way that God has given to us，
我们把它看作愚拙
，You look at it as if it is foolishness。
我们那个愚拙的意思就是没什么用。
When you think of foolishness, it means it is not useful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们对神是何等的不尊重呢?
Towards God, we are so disrespectful.
所以我们需要主的怜悯。
We need His mercy.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
在神的家中,
in God's house,
属灵的事必须用属灵的方法才能够产生属灵的果效。
Spiritual things must need spiritual ways in order for it to have a spiritual result.
你用错了方法，
if you use the wrong way,
不会有属灵的果效。
You will not have spiritual results.
今天人用人的智慧聪明发明了很多的方法。
Today, men have used their own wisdom, their own knowledge to create many different ways.
你知道有很多方法都是坐在家里面，坐在沙发上，也许喝着咖啡，怎么，哎。
You know, many ideas are come up based on you sitting on a couch, you drink a cup of coffee, and all of a sudden you have an idea.
然后呢，我们就拿到教会里面来运用了。
And then you come to church and you try to use it.
我们觉得我们的方法最聪明。
You think that your method is
the
most wise.
我们觉得我们的方法最实际。
It is the most practical.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天早晨。
This morning.
我们要很严肃地提醒弟兄姊妹。
Very seriously, I want to remind you
这在神的跟前
that before God
是一件严肃的事情
This is a very serious thing.
我们要尊重神
We need to honor God.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
我们天天敬拜他
Every day when we worship
我们口里称他为主
In our mouth we say, you are Lord.
我们说我们爱主
We say that we love God.
如果我们不用神的方法
But if you do not use His way
而用了别的方法来代替
And you use other ways to substitute
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters You are hurting God.
所以你想想看，人在家里面用头脑这么想想，就产生的一个方法，怎么能跟主耶稣基督33年半的时间，在地上经过这么多的苦难，最后流血舍命所完成的方法相比呢？
How can we compare? Just sitting at home, we think of our own ideas and methods. How can it compare with the Lord Jesus using his 33.5 years on the cross?
所以保罗到了哥林多的时候，
So when Paul in front of the Corinthians,
他对哥林多的人怎么说呢？
What did he say to them?
他说我钉意在你们中间不知道别的。
He says that I want to know nothing else among you.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Apart from Christ and him crucified.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
保罗是一个受托付来建造教会的人。
Paul was one who bore his responsibility to establish the church.
所以他深深地知道只能用神的方法。
So he deeply knew and understood that he could only use God's way.
他说我们所传的乃是那位钉十字架的基督。
He says that we preach only Christ and him crucified.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
事实上也是这样。
In reality, it is this way.
世上任何一个方法，
No other way,
都不可能达到神所要达到的果效。
Can accomplish what God wants to do.
你想想看，有什么样的方法能解决神与人之间的问题？
What kind of method can solve the problem between God and man?
有什么样的好方法能真正解决人与人之间的问题？
What good method can solve the problems between men and men?
若是不是出于十字架，
If it were not from the cross,
根本不可能产生这个果效。
There is absolutely no way.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要主的怜悯，
We need God's mercy.
开我们里面的眼睛，
To open up our eyes.
让我们看见十字架的意义。
To see the meaning of the cross.
让我们知道如何来运用。
For us to know how to use it, use the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
今天教会是神的家。
Today, the church is God's house.
教会不是社会。
It is not society.
在神的家中。
In God's house.
在神的教会里。
In God's church.
我们只能尊重神。
We can only honor God.
学习运用神的方法。
And learn to use His way.
建造神的家。
To establish His house.
所以作为基督徒，
so to be a Christian,
我们要懂得如何来运用十字架的原则。
You must know how to use the principles of the cross.
我想我这里有几个简单的点。
And so I have a few simple points.
稍微的提醒一下。
Just as a reminder.
那么第一个，
First,
就是我们要多多的思想耶稣。
We are to meditate on Christ.
我们爱我们的主。
We love our Lord.
我们到他的跟前，
When we come before him,
我们与他有交通，
and we have fellowship with him,
我们对主说，
we say to him,
主你怎样爱我们，
Lord, how much you love us,
我们也愿意怎样的来爱你，
we are willing to also love you back,
但是在这个爱的里面，
but in this love,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们对基督所做一切事物的一个认识，
it encompasses all of what God has done, our understanding of what He has done.
所以我们要好好的读四福音书。
So we need to read carefully the four Gospels.
弟兄姊妹，把四福音书里面主耶稣在地上所行的每一个点都仔细的思想。
Think and meditate very carefully on every single matter and point of our Lord Jesus' life.
主所说的话，
His words,
主所行的事，
His deeds.
没有一件事情你们不包括十字架的意义。
Not one thing did not have the cross, the meaning of the cross in it.
所以只有你当多多的思想主。
So as you meditate a lot on him,
你明白十字架的意义。
And as you come to understand the meaning of the cross,
你就多多的能够从各样的难处里面被释放出来。
The more you will be set free from many problems.
所以当有的基督徒受苦的时候，
And so as Christians suffer,
那我们常常会提醒他说，弟兄或者姊妹，
Oftentimes we say brother or sister,
你要看我们的主如何在十字架上受苦。
Look at how our Lord suffered on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这个话是对的。
These words are correct.
但是很多的时候呢，
But oftentimes,
这个不能成为一个道理。
This cannot be a doctrine or teaching.
需要圣灵在里面开启我们。
The Holy Spirit must reveal this to us.
弟兄姊妹，如果真正看见主在十字架上怎样流血舍命，
If you really see how the Lord bled and gave up His life on the cross,
我们在地上所受的苦难的确算不得什么。
Then the suffering that we experience on earth, it does not
amount
to much.
我们跟人之间也没有什么好争执的。
Then there's really no disagreements that we need to have.
我们只有带着感恩的眼泪。
We only need to bring tears of thanksgiving.
我们要谢谢他这样的爱我们。
To thank him for loving us so much.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就能够背十字架。
For us to bear the cross.
在苦难的里面。
In suffering.
我们也不会口出恶言。
Then we will not complain either.
会像主一样说。
But we can say to the Lord.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做，他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你看斯蒂凡就是这样。
You see that this was how Stephen was.
最后被石头打死的时候，
At the end when he was beaten,
一点的怨言都没有。
He did not complain.
教会历史上，
In church history,
多少在受苦中的圣徒，
There are so many children of God who are suffering after they come out. They did not complain.
啊，他们没有怨天尤人。
They
没有怨天，也没有怨人。
They did not complain against heaven or against men.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
十字架的道理，
The principle of the cross
是活的，
is living,
是生命的，
it is life,
它不是一个理论，
it is not a doctrine.
今天我们必须学会在 生活里学习背起十字架跟从主。
We need to learn in our daily lives how to bear our cross to follow the Lord.
所以你要思想主耶稣。
So think and meditate on Christ.
希伯来书的作者就告诉我们要思想耶稣。
The author of Hebrews tells us that we need to think on Christ.
常常思想主。
Often think on Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就更多蒙拯救。
Then you will be saved even more.
我们就更多能够活出十字架真实的意义。
You will be able to live out the principle of the cross even more in your life.
这是主给我们一个极大的一个恩典。
This is a great grace that our God has given us.
到了《使徒行传》里面的时候
，And then in Acts，
我们能看见使徒们，他们都是根据十字架的原则建造教会。
We see that the apostles they also established the church based upon the foundation of the cross.
他们有的门徒们跟随主有三年半。
Some of the apostles they followed the Lord for 3.5 years. At first they did not understand.
等到五旬节以后
，Then after Pentecost，
圣灵开他们的眼睛
，The Holy Spirit opened their eyes.
哎呀，他们就明白了十字架的意义。
And then they understood the meaning of the cross.
他们爱主。
They loved the Lord.
他们运用十字架的原则。
And they used the principle of the cross.
所以你看彼得。
And so we see Peter.
啊，这一个曾经三年半跟随主过的一个门徒。
As a disciple for 3.5 years.
在他过去的生活里面，对主的顶撞是最多的。
He rebelled against the Lord the most in his 3.5 years of following Jesus.
但是等到五旬节以后
，But after Pentecost，
他灵里面眼睛开了
，The eyes of his heart was opened.
弟兄姊妹，从那个时候开始起，我们看见了整个人软化下来。
Then after we see that his entire person softened before God.
所以他劝勉圣徒们
，And so he encouraged the saints.
服在神大能的手下
，To submit underneath the hand of God.
他的生活里面最具代表性的一句话。
And so in his life, there is this phrase.
就是在彼得前书二章二十一节。
That is written in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21.
他说主耶稣为我们留下了榜样。
He says that the Lord has set an example.
他说你们要跟从他的脚中行。
For you to follow in his steps.
弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督在地上曾经为我们受苦。
The Lord on earth, He suffered for you and me.
他走过的脚中
All of His steps
是十字架的脚中
are footsteps of the cross.
今天我们要踩在他的脚中里面行
And so today we are to also follow, walk in His steps.
其实这个话很简单
These words are simple.
就是他怎样走，你就怎样走
How He walked, you walk.
我们常常有时候事情来到的时候
Oftentimes when things happen,
我们都忘记了
We forget.
弟兄姊妹们，我们听到的时候很清楚。
It's clear and it's easy when we listen to preaching. It's clear when we read the Bible.
事情一来到的时候呢
，But as soon as things happen，
我们还是偏行己路，对不对呢
？We still walk our own way.
所以在你的生活里面
，So in your daily life，
弟兄姊妹，你要学会怎样走在主的脚中里面。
You need to learn how to walk in His footsteps.
主碰见事情之后，他的反应是怎样的
？What was the Lord's reaction when He encountered
situations？ 我们也应该是怎样
？Is how you also ought to
respond. 这个叫做按照他的脚中行。
That is how to walk in His footsteps.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
如果他没有走过这条路
，If he did not walk in that way，
没有人可以走这条路。
Then nobody else can walk that way.
今天他已经留下了美丽的脚踪。
Today he has left very beautiful footsteps for us.
所以我们当思想主耶稣的时候
，So when you meditate on Christ，
我们看见他在地上怎样跟随神的旨意。
And you see how he followed the will of the Father.
他碰见这些反摆事物，这些不公平的事情的时候
，As soon as he hit very unjust situations and all these difficult circumstances, what was his response?
所以彼得告诉我们要按照他的脚中行。
So Peter tells us to walk in his steps.
彼得为什么这样说呢
？Why does Peter tell us this?
因为彼得知道他从前是一个最不按照主脚中行的一个。
Because Peter was one who never followed in his steps previously.
彼得是一个偏行己路的人。
Peter was one who walked his own way.
他的反应又快。
His response was fast.
想到什么就做什么。
Whatever he thought, he did.
主还没讲话，他就先讲话。
Before the Lord spoke, he already spoke.
主还没做事，他就先做了。
Before the Lord did anything, he already.
从前呢，他是想要什么？主啊，你跟着我的脚中行。
Previously, he said, "Lord, follow in my steps."
意思我出了个主意，主你要替我来照着我。
He said, "Lord, I have this idea. You follow me."
到后来他明白。
But later, he understood.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters.
他不能按照自己的脚中行。
He cannot walk his own way.
他要按照主的脚中行。
He must walk in the steps of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个学十字架功课很简单的一个方法。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very simple way of learning the way of the cross.
主怎么走，你就怎么走。
How the Lord walked, you walk the same.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
It is a very precious thing.
到了一个地步，主不走了，你也不走。
And to a point where the Lord, if He does not walk, you do not.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
彼得知道怎样按照十字架的原则跟随主。
Peter knew how to follow the Lord according to the principle of the cross.
在新约圣经里面，另外一个重要的执事就是保罗。
Another very important character in the New Testament is Paul.
那我们晓得，保罗是一个更认识十字架意义的人。
We know that Paul was one who even more understood the meaning of the cross.
我们常常讲，十字架是主钉的。
Oftentimes we say that yes, the Lord was the one that was nailed on the cross.
但是十字架的意义什么呢？是保罗解释的。
But the meaning of the cross was explained by Paul.
保罗真的懂得十字架的意义。
Paul really understood the meaning of the cross.
他也一生在主的跟前严格地按照十字架的原则跟随主。
All of his life, very strictly, he followed the purpose and the meaning of the cross.
所以你看，当他来到哥林多这么一个混杂混乱的一个教会的情况里面的时候
，So as soon as he encountered such a confused and chaotic condition of the Corinthians,
保罗很清楚路在哪里。
Paul knew very clearly where the way.
保罗很清楚解决事情的问题的方法在哪里。
He knew very clearly the simple way of solving the problem.
所以他对他们说：“我在你们中间定义不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。”
And so he said to them that I want to know nothing else among you except Christ and Him crucified.
因为我们晓得当时的哥林多人呢，他们是受到希腊文化的影响，他们非常重哲学，非常重一些方法。
The Corinthians were greatly influenced by the Greeks and by philosophy and all these teachings.
但是保罗说，我在你们中间，我不要谈哲学。
But Paul said to them that I do not want to talk about philosophy.
我也不要谈科学。
I don't want to talk about science.
我也不谈什么人伦，不谈什么什么心理学。
I don't want to talk about psychology or anything else.
当然那个时候还没有心理学。
Of course, there was not psychology at that time.
但是弟兄姊妹们，他说我不知道别的。
But he said, I don't want to know anything else.
他说我不知道别的，并不是他没有研究过这些。
It's not that he did, Paul himself never analyzed these other things.
保罗深深知道一件事情。
But he knew deeply.
你们要跟我谈哲学。
That if you want to talk about these things with me.
我在哲学上的造诣不比你们浅。
That my teaching in philosophy is not any.
但是我不要谈这个东西。
Is not any worse than you, but I don't want to talk about it.
弟兄姊妹，因为他知道拯救教会唯一的路就是十字架。
Because he knew that the only way to save the church is through the cross.
那个世界的智慧呢，在神来看是一个败亡之人的智慧。
The wisdom of this world is one that worships wisdom.
你怎么可能用一个败亡之人的智慧来拯救教会？
How can you save the church through the wisdom of the world?
只有钉十字架的基督才是神的智慧。
Only Christ crucified is the wisdom of God.
那个才是神的能力。
That is the power of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
And so brothers,
保罗从他遇见主的那天开始，
So from the day that Paul encountered Christ,
他就定义弟兄姊妹们走在十字架的道路上面。
He knew and purposed that he was only going to walk the way of the cross.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
将近两千年过来了。
After these 2,000 some years,
我们看见只有保罗所用的方法能够解决教会中一切所有的问题。
Only this way that Paul used can solve the problems in the church.
哥林多教会的问题。
The problems among the Corinthians.
我们曾经找出过大概有14个大的问题难处。
We had previously mentioned there are 14 big problems.
保罗的每一个问题都是用十字架来解决。
For every single problem, Paul said it must be the cross.
保罗不仅懂得十字架的道理。
Not only did Paul know the principle and meaning of the cross.
在他实际的生活里面，他是一个严格受十字架约束的人。
But practically speaking, in his own life, in his own body, he had the cross in him.
所以哥林多后书第四章里面，他告诉我。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it tells us.
四章十二节。
4 verse 12.
他说死在我们身上发动。
Death works in us.
生就在你们身上发动。
So that life can be in you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们说这是什么方法？
What kind of way is this?
但是多么奇妙的方法。
It is such an amazing way.
弟兄姊妹，我们只要学习十字架的死。
If you learn the death of the cross.
生自然就在别人身上发动了。
Then life will happen in other people.
我们都知道在教会的侍奉上最重要的是你要供应生命。
We know that the most important thing in our service is that
we must give life. 你怎么样把生命供应给别人呢？
How do you give life to other people?
如果人得到生命，人的问题就过去了。
If other people If they gain life, their problems are solved.
怎么样供应生命呢？
How do you give life?
那只有你自己死。
That is only if you die yourself.
如果你不死，
if you do not die,
你不可能把生命供应出去。
You cannot give life to others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是十字架的方法。
This is the way of the cross.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
这是最好的方法。
This is the best way.
这个是真正带进丰盛生命的方法。
This is the only way that can bring in abundant life.
除此之外，
apart from this,
你不可能用别的方法。
There's no other way.
保罗在加拉太书第六章十七节这样说。
In Galatians, Paul says in chapter 6, verse 17,
他说我身上带着耶稣的印记。
He says that I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus.
什么是耶稣的印记呢？
What are the brand marks of Jesus?
就是十字架死的判决。
That is the punishment of the cross in his body.
The sentence of death.
The sentence of death on him.
死的判决在我身上。
The sentence of death is on his body.
你要知道，今天的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这实在是一个大的秘诀。
This is such a great mystery.
在属灵的世上，你如果会运用这些秘诀的话呢，你真是一个自由人。
If in spiritual things you are able to use these mysteries, you are one that lives a life of freedom.
如果在十字架的原则上面，我们是一个与主一同死了的人。
If in the principle you are one that has died together with Christ,
一个死人还有什么反应呢？
What kind of reaction does a dead person have?
你骂他也不需要有反应。
You yell at them, you have no response.
如果今天人骂你还有反应，表示你还没死呢。
If other people scold you and you have a response, that means that you have not yet died.
人羞辱你，那羞辱死人，他也不会有反应。
If you shame another person or you shame a dead person, that person will have no reaction. If you rebel against a dead person, that dead person has no response. It's a mystery.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And so,
我们今天很多事情来的反应来得快啊。
Oftentimes our responses, our impulses are fast.
就告诉我们，我们还没有经历什么叫做十字架的死。
It tells us that we have not yet experienced the death of the cross.
保罗是天天身上带着耶稣基督的印记。
Paul tells us that every day he bears on his body the brand marks of Jesus.
保罗是一个会运用十字架的。
He is one who is able to use the cross.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗不仅自己运用。
Not only did Paul use himself,
他也把这些原则详详细细地解释出来。
But he explained all of these principles very clearly.
到了约翰的执事呢？
And then John.
我们看见约翰的执事，我们拿出一节重要的圣经可以代表。
We can see from John's writing a very simple verse that he explains.
就是约翰福音第十二章二十四节。
And that is John chapter 12, verse 24.
他说：“一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，就人就是一粒。”
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone.
若死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
If it dies, it bears much fruit.
所以基督的生命如果在我们身上要达到丰盛。
And so if Christ's life in you is to be abundant,
我们也必须活在十字架的原则。
You must live in the principle and foundation of the cross.
所以你会看见在头一个世纪。
And so we see in the first century,
这一班曾经被神所用的一班使徒们，
These apostles that God used,
他们是多么的知道如何来运用十字架的原则。
They really knew how to use the principle of the cross.
所以难怪在头一个世纪，
And so of course in the first century,
教会的光景曾经达到一个辉煌的一个情况。
We see such a great and wonderful condition of the early church.
到以后慢慢人的方法大量的进到教会里面。
And gradually as man's ways and methods came into the church,
教会的光景反而下坠。
The condition of the church came down.
所以今天
So today,
我们需要神提醒我们
we need God to remind us,
恢复神的方法
to revive His way.
弟兄姊妹从我们基督徒个人的生活里面学习经历十字架
from our own individual lives to learn the lesson of the cross.
我们的言语行为都应当受十字架的约束
in our speech, in our ways, we need to,
我们要努力学十字架的功课
we need to learn the lesson of the cross.
如果今天我们有很多弟兄姊妹们在这里学十字架功课
if many brothers and sisters learn the lesson of the cross,
教会自然被建立
then the church will be established.
所以我们可以看见在头一个世纪使徒们建造教会的时候他们所运用的方法那是十字架的方法
And so we see from the first century the apostles built up the church upon the way of the cross
感谢我们的神、啊、
We thank our God
他多知道我们的软弱
He knows our weaknesses
他知道如果仅仅把十字架道理给我们叫我们去遵行做不到的
If he just simply give us the principle of the cross to go do it we can't do it
啊，也许我们所有的道理都明白了
If you know all of the doctrine and teaching
但是一到生活里面去的时候呢就全部忘光了
But in your practical life you forget it all
所以神差遣圣灵住在我们的里面
And so that is why the Holy Spirit has been sent for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要靠着圣灵啊
We need to rely upon the Holy Spirit.
致死身体的恶行
to constrain, put to death the deeds of the body.
这个是十字架的一个很重要的运用。
This is a very practical way of using the cross.
我们都知道我们里面有很多败坏的天性。
We know that we have such a fallen nature inside of us.
弟兄姊妹们，这些天性呢，一直的缠绕着我们。
This sinful nature often binds us.
有的时候这个天性出来就伤别人。
Oftentimes the sinful nature hurts others people.
但是那个天性不出去又伤自己。
And however, if this nature doesn't go out, it hurts ourselves.
所以，基督的生活活得非常的痛苦。
And so our lives become very painful.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
现在你要知道神的恩典。
You must know God's grace.
神已赐圣灵在你的里面。
That the Holy Spirit is in you.
当有这些恶念这些东西出来的时候，你要靠着圣灵把它致死。
When evil thoughts and deeds come out of you through the Holy Spirit, through the cross, you need to put it to death.
我想我们懂得运用十字架的弟兄姊妹们都有这样经验。
For those who know how to use the cross, you have this experience.
有时候你坐在家里面。
Sometimes when you're at home,
你突然一个恶念起来了。
All of a sudden, an evil thought comes.
你就要马上祷告。
You immediately pray.
你说主，这个是恶念。
You say, Lord, this is an evil thought.
啊，求你借着圣灵把它致死。
Through the Holy Spirit, put it to death.
因为按照我们平常的习惯，这个恶念出来的时候，我们就任其发展，对不对
？Oftentimes, because of our habit, when an evil thought comes, it just grows.
啊，它就从一个种子就变成一个小小的秧苗。
From a seed, it becomes a little sprout.
然后从秧苗呢，慢慢长就变成个大树。
From a sprout and a seedling, it all of a sudden becomes a big tree.
哇，到最后这个树出来结果子了。
And after the tree comes, it bears fruit.
这个没有办法控制了。
And then you cannot control it anymore.
所以我们这个恶念就加在别人身上去了。
And this evilness comes upon other people.
结果别人从我们身上吃恶果。
And then other people eat of our evil fruits.
结果呢，我们自己也吃恶果。
And then we ourselves eat evil fruits.
这就是我们的生活。
That is our life.
所以我们求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
当一个简单的意念出现的时候
，When an evil thought comes,
立刻求主把它砍断。
Immediately ask the Lord to put it to death.
年轻的弟兄姊妹们
，Young brothers and sisters,
要学这个功课。
You must learn this lesson.
啊，因为你们现在年轻呢
，Because you're young,
血气方刚的时候
，When your flesh is still very strong.
今天我们又生活在这个邪恶淫乱的世界里面。
We live in a very evil and perverse generation.
所以当这个淫乱的思想一进来的时候
，And so when very impure thoughts come,
立刻到主面前去祷告
，Immediately pray.
求主借着圣灵把它砍断它。
Ask the Lord through the Holy Spirit to put it to death.
你根本就不要留在这个意念的里面。
Don't even live and leave yourself in that thought. Then you will be saved.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要。靠着圣灵的帮助
We need to rely upon the help of the Holy Spirit.
因为只有圣灵最会运用十字架的方法
Because only the Holy Spirit really knows how to use the way of the cross.
你不要以为说我十字架的道理什么都懂，我很会运用。不不不，弟兄姊妹们，你不会运用的。
Don't think that just because you understand and know about the way of the cross that you know how to use the cross.
连保罗也讲他这个他也不会运用。
Even Paul says he does not know how to use it.
弟兄姊妹，连约翰也是这样。
Even John says the same.
所以约翰到晚年的时候
So in John's later years.
他把基督徒的生活摆在一个最简单的方式里面。
He placed the Christian life in a very simple picture.
而这个简单的方式里面
，in this simple way，
包括了十字架的一个功能在里面。
It encompasses the use of the cross.
就是在约翰一书二章的里面的话。
And that is written in 1 John chapter 2.
他说我们要顺服恩膏的教训。
And that is to submit to the anointing that teaches you.
圣灵也可以被称作是十字架的灵。
You can say that the Holy Spirit is also the spirit of the cross.
所以很简单。
So very simple.
膏油在里面，叫你不要做，你不要做。
When the anointing in you tells you don't do it, don't do it.
膏油叫你做，你就做。
When the anointing tells you to go do it, go do it.
膏油带来平安，你就做。
When the Holy Spirit gives you peace,
膏油带来不平安，就不要做。
When the anointing does not give you peace, do not do it.
你的生活就蒙保护了。
Then your life will be protected.
自然活在十字架的原则里面。
Naturally, you will live in the principle of the cross.
你就自然知道怎样运用十字架。
Naturally, you will know how to use the cross.
你看神是多么的爱我们。
You see how much God loves you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天在教会的里面
，In the church，
我们要大家在主面前来学习顺服恩膏的教训。
Everyone needs to learn the teaching of the anointing.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
教会的光景一定是充满主的荣耀。
Then the condition of the church will be full of God's
glory. 在你的家庭生活里面
，in your family life.
如果你学会顺服恩膏的教训
，if you follow the teaching of the anointing,
你的家一定是个和谐的家。
Then your family will be one of peace and harmony.
你的公司里面
，in your work.
如果你学会顺服恩膏的教训
，if you follow the teaching of the anointing,
弟兄姊妹，你在你的公司里面就是一个能供应生命的人。
Then in your company, at your work, you will be one that will be able to supply life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，so dear brothers and sisters,
十字架。是神的方法
is God's way.
是神唯一的方法。
Is God's only way.
是我们的主用33年半的时间。
Our Lord in 33 and a half years.
经过无数的痛苦，无数的代价，最后舍命流血所完成的方法。
With great pain and suffering, he paid such a great price to open up this way.
我们必须尊重。
You must honor it.
你不能用别的方法来代替。
You cannot use any other way to substitute.
我再说。
Again, I say.
你用别的方法就对神不尊重了。
If you use any other way, you are disrespecting God.
我们需要相互的勉励。
We need to mutually encourage one another.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
虽然在人堕落之后。
Even after the fall of man.
人与神之间有个很大的鸿沟问题。
There is a huge separation, a large problem between God and man.
十字架的救赎进来了。
But after the salvation of the cross came.
解决人与神之间的问题。
It solved the problem between God and man.
虽然在我们人与人之间充满了各式各样的问题。
There are so many problems between men and men.
有的问题真是错综复杂。
Some problems are so complicated and complex.
有的问题像打了死结一样的不容易解决。
Some is like a dead knot.
但是如果十字架能够进来。
But if the cross can come.
人与人之间的问题，人就能被解决。
Then the problem between men can be solved.
今天我们要晓得。
We know.
主解决这两面的问题。
That for God to solve these two problems
是为着建造他的教会
is to establish his church.
主是多么爱他的教会。
The Lord loves his church so much.
弟兄姊妹，他愿意他的教会和谐。
He is willing for his church to be
in harmony. 他愿意他的教会在基督里合一。
To be in unity in Christ.
我们这是巴望在主回来之前。
We desire before the Lord returns.
我们能在这里能为主做一点合一的见证。
That we can be a testimony of his unity.
如果我们能持守这一个。
If we can hold on to this.
弟兄姊妹们。
Then brothers and sisters.
主回来的时候。
Then when the Lord returns.
他会用笑脸来迎接我们。
He will greet us with his smile.
我们会得出他的称许。
Then we will be praised by him.
我们求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿今天早晨。
This morning.
真理的圣灵。
May the truth, the spirit of truth,
能把这些话带到每个弟兄姊妹的心中。
Bring it into the heart of every brother and sister.
让我们在地上还有年日服侍主的时候。
While we still have years on earth to serve him.
知道怎样运用神的方法来服侍我们的主。
We will know how to serve our Lord using his way.
我们能不能唱一首诗歌好是吧
Shall we sing a hymn?
那个我忘记第几首十字架十字架又是我的夸耀那首诗歌有弟兄姊妹记得第几首吗嗯、
啊、
78首啊
78.
好我们请弟兄姊妹来唱一下78首
Let's sing hymn number 78
感谢主与弟兄姊妹们能够记得这个啊谢谢我们请大家起立一同来唱
Let's stand and sing together
我们唱第一节第三节
We'll sing stanza one and three
我们就唱第一节和第三节唱完之后呢神我们一同侍立在你的跟前
Lord this morning we all stand before you
我们再次从深处把敬拜归给你。
And we give you your worship, the worship from the depths of our heart.
愿你借着永远的灵。
May through your eternal spirit.
再次带领我们来到加略山。
Again lead us to Mount Calvary.
主啊，将我们众人举目仰望那位为我们钉十字架的基督。
So that all of us may lift up our eyes and look upon the Christ that was crucified for us.
主啊。
Lord.
你是何等的爱我们。
You love us so much.
你成就了父的旨意。
You accomplished the will of the Father.
你为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And you have also opened up a true and living way for us.
你把你所做的一切
Everything that you have done
都赐给了我们。
You have given everything to us.
唯有你所成功十字架的救法
For salvation that you have accomplished for us on the cross.
能够解决我们一切的问题
It solves all of our problems.
能够解决教会中一切的问题
It is able to solve all of the problems in the church.
主，我们是何等的惭愧。
Lord, we are so full of shame.
虽然我们蒙到这么大的救恩
Even though we have received such a great salvation.
但是我们对于十字架
But towards the cross.
我们真是缺少认识。
We truly lack understanding.
我们许多时候更是不会运用。
And we do not know how to use it.
求你今天早晨怜悯我们。
This morning, please have mercy on us.
借着你的灵运行在我们的里面。
Through your spirit, please move in us.
把十字架的道理开启在我们的心中。
That the principle of the cross may be opened up in our hearts.
引导我们学习背起十字架来跟从你。
To lead us so that we could bear our own cross to follow you.
让每一个圣徒身上都带着耶稣的印记。
So that every saint may bear the brand marks of Christ.
主啊，在余下
架的年日
，in all of our following years，
我们活在十字架的原则里
，we desire to live in the principle of the cross，
活在十字架的生命里
，to live in the life of the cross。
主啊，让你自己从我们身上得到更多的流露彰显。
Lord， may you be manifested more in our lives。
亲爱的主，求你救你的教会。
Lord， please save your church。
脱离这个可怕的世界
to be saved from this evil world,
脱离世界所有一切的影响
to be saved from the influence of the world,
把我们重新带回到你自己的面前
to be brought back before you,
主啊做一点恢复的工作
Lord, do your work of recovery,
仰望你的怜悯
we look to your mercy,
我们深信你的恩典足够我们使用
we know that your grace is sufficient for us,
但愿在地上的年日
may our days on earth,
我们实在能被称作是十字架下的子民
Be a people of the cross.
让十字架的印记明显地摆在教会中
That the mark of the cross may be in the church.
摆在我们的家庭中
Be placed in our family.
摆在我们工作的场合
Be placed in our work.
摆在我们个人的生命里
Be placed in our daily personal
lives. 你怎样借着十字架荣耀了父亲
How you glorify the Father through the cross.
愿我们也能够借着十字架荣耀你的自己
Through the cross may we also come to glorify you.
谢谢你早晨与我们同在
Thank you for your presence with us.
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.